Oil prices that spiked yesterday, well, they head back down as Saudi Arabia says output should return sooner than later. It's the Business News headlines for Tuesday, the 17th day of September. Glad that you've clicked through again today. In other business news, GM hits back at the unions on health care insurance. That and more on the UAW strike. It also seems the Fed will cut interest rates tomorrow. Well, maybe anyway. Apple is going to court. Brian Solis says you will lose your job to a machine. Those stories plus marketing for business with Phil K. James. But first, the business news headlines.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company at oasisahr.com. Taro International, a company that trains business leaders to be more successful. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro, TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand, NTPDA.com. And AARP, where they work to provide leadership in a host of issues from healthcare to creating more livable communities. Learn more at aarpiowa.org. The business news is next.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Tuesday edition of the Business News Headlines. My name is Michael Libby. Thanks so much for joining us. You want to reach out to us, you can do that on Twitter. We are at IOB_NewsHour. Me personally, you can find me on Twitter as well, at Michael Libby. Libby is spelled L-I-B-B-I-E. Well, oil prices dropped sharply today after a top Saudi Arabian source told Reuters that production could be fully back online within weeks. That announcement was not expected following the weekend attacks that halved the kingdom's output. The attacks on Saturday shocked the supply market, and oil yesterday surged by as much as 20%. The Saudi source who spoke to Reuters said the production could be fully online within 2 to 3 weeks, and the kingdom was close to restoring 70% of the 5.7 million barrels a day lost after the attacks. All of this, if accurate, will be welcome news to consumers who saw prices at the pump increase sharply just yesterday. A prolonged rise in fuel prices could further hamper the overall global economy, because that is how connected we are. The United Auto Workers, who are on strike against General Motors, received some unwelcome news this morning. In an effort to cripple the UAW strike fund, GM shifted health insurance costs for its striking workers to the union. This year's talks between the union and GM, Ford Motor Company, and Fiat Chrysler are expected to be tough, with issues like health care costs, profit sharing, and the use of temporary workers all on the table. Meanwhile, GM said coverage for the striking workers' health insurance reverted to the union, which unsuccessfully sought to have the number one U.S. automaker cover those costs through the end of the month. Today, the union floated out the salary of GM CEO Mary Barra, which, by the way, is pegged at $22 million a year. That comes as she announced just last year the company would be slashing up to 15,000 jobs. In addition, General Motors has seen massive profits over the past several years, in part because of manufacturing savings as the company shifts more and more auto production outside of the United States, which, of course, the union objects to. There's not been an auto strike for the past 12 years, and so some may forget what a prolonged strike might mean for a local economy. True, the striking workers will receive roughly $250 a week from the UAW strike fund, but that might not be enough to salvage local spending, as local businesses, from the dry cleaner to the movie theater, could see their profits dip. Professor Harvey Shaken from the University of California, Berkeley, says that for every job at GM's 11 U.S. auto assembly plants, it's estimated 6 or 7 additional jobs are generated or connected to the facility, from people who work for outside suppliers to employees at local restaurants where auto workers eat. At the same time, auto strikes may not have the impact that they once did. While it's estimated that GM could lose as much as $40 to $50 million a day, GM is not the company it was 15 years ago, nor is the union as what it was just 20 years ago. GM's market share is smaller today at around 17% compared with roughly 30% in the late 1990s, which economists say would blunt the economic impact of industrial actions today. The company's workforce is smaller. Meanwhile, union membership has plummeted in recent decades. Motor vehicles and equipment manufacturers' employees' membership went from 54.5% in 1988 to just 16.5% in 2018. Despite firming inflation and easing trade tensions, the Federal Reserve is expected to lower interest rates tomorrow for the second time in less than 2 months and pave the way for yet another likely cut later this year to head off persistent risks from overseas and to, it would seem, adhere to the demands of President Trump. At the close of a two-day meeting tomorrow, the Fed is expected to trim its benchmark rate by a quarter percentage point to a range of 1.75 to 2%. The Fed agreed to a similar move in late July in its first rate cut in more than a decade. While some cheer the move, others worry that if there is an economic slowdown next year, the Fed will have little left to battle back. Stay tuned. When the European Union slapped a $14 billion tax charge on Apple, our bet was that the courts would weigh in. And that's what's happening. Apple has challenged the tax charge in the EU's second highest court, and that will ramp up a fight between the two. In August of 2016, the EU Competition Commissioner ordered Apple to pay back $14.3 billion in taxes to Ireland, saying the company had received illegal tax benefits over the course of two decades. So, wouldn't you know it, Apple and Ireland were in a Luxembourg courtroom yesterday. The hearings are expected to last through tomorrow, but a decision won't be reached for months. Well, this week, futurist and author Brian Solis wrote an opinion piece in Forbes that we want to share with you. It's about jobs and machines and technology. This is what he writes. Quote, "Technology always displaces jobs. There are those who believe we'll be just fine simply because humans endure. The current state of U.S. politics, though, underscores a great divide between those with and without wealth and how those extremes affect perspectives and ultimately policies. Realists know the jobs that vanished are not returning. Furthermore, if the existing wealth divide continues to source new profits from automation as the employee, well, the employee will be put aside. Boston Consulting Group, for example, estimates that the number of industrial robots around the world will quadruple by 2025. And it doesn't stop there. If you believe office jobs are safe, think again." Solis continues, "Do not pay attention to U.S. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin when he says robots aren't anything we workers need to think about right now. At an Axios event back in March of 27, he claimed that AI supplanting people's jobs is, quote, not even on our radar screen. Maybe 50 to 100 more years away. I'm not worried at all. In fact, I'm optimistic," end quote. Yet, in 2016, economists under the Obama administration told Congress there's an 83% chance that workers earning less than $20 an hour will lose their jobs to robots. Those who receive up to $40 an hour face a 31% chance of losing their jobs to automation. Starting immediately and expanding over time, those economists worry that middle-skilled Americans are standing in the path of automation. And those people are clerks, bookkeepers, assembly line workers, and yes, even attorneys. And just in case you want proof about job cuts and automation, there's this from Bloomberg. The biggest U.S. banks are obviously more profitable than ever, but that doesn't seem to mean much for those working on Wall Street. Traders and investment bankers have seen their competition cut as the industry embraces what? Automation. And banks shift away from trading to customer banking and wealth management. Average compensation for mid-level employees has been halved to the range of $400,000 to $800,000, while investment bankers have seen their pay cut by about a third. Just so you keep up to date with automation, jobs, the economy, and the future. Hey, coming up next, Phil K. James and Marketing for Business. Phil is the brains behind Good Milkshake Digital, and we'll talk about bringing consumers back to your place of business for more of what they want. Marketing for Business with Phil K. James, just a click away.